Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
621. I tell you what's up, my dong. No, that's a terrible thing.
Ah, gross. Jeez, man.
Sorry, it's National Best Friend Day. I just get excited about National Best Friend Day.
Well, put it away. Put some underwear on, dude.
Rock
tuck
hard.
In your waistband. It's time to do sports.
Rock hard. Tuck it in your waistband. Classic. Classic move. Classic move.
Look, the women don't really know about that.
No.
That waistband's there for two reasons.
That's right.
Keep your pants up and, well, other reasons too.
Keep your boner in check. Yeah. I think if you were to put a room with 100 guys in there, at least three would have it tucked, right? Like, you'd have it in the waistband?
I mean, what's going on in the room?
I don't just know. Just 100 dudes hanging out. I mean, you know, come on now. Sometimes it just pops up, Hunter, you know. You know,
it's a weird scenario you just put us in. But
a warm breeze comes through, you're wearing shorts or... I don't know. You could have said
like a party with 100 people there.
No, just a big white room.
Room full of dudes,
With 100 dudes, at least three are going
to I guess that's like any other college party that we went to.
Exactly.
A room full of 100 dudes and like one chick.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and apologize for getting boners at random times, okay? And if it just happens to be in a room with 100 dudes, I'm going to tuck it. I'm just going to get it up in the waistband. That's what we're going to do.
You're a weird guy, and we're starting to learn things about you. All right, let's do sports.
It always sucked, too, if you were wearing, like, a belt, and then it hit the top of the belt. Ow!
That's why you wear sweatpants, man.
Always have sweatpants. Anyway, you know what, Hunter? Enough of your tucking your bonus in your waistband. What a weirdo, man. A weirdo.
Time for Plan really B weird. Morning Show Sports with Brock
just
and
Hunter. Shut up during sports, all right? Let me take this.
Don't run away from your feelings. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and new Bud products like Bud Next, Neutral. If you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty because of Bud Distributing. Go check them out.
All right. You go focus on like tacos and things.
I'm flexing my legs right now to rush the blood to other areas.
Exactly. All right. We'll get through sports here. Major League Baseball last night. Tigers beat the Pirates 5-3. Orioles beat the Cubs 9-3. Damn. White Sox beating the Dodgers 4-0. There are some games today. Detroit going to be over in Pittsburgh at 12:35. Cubs going to be in Baltimore at 7:05. Dodgers over in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Moving on. Stanley Cup. Playoffs, the conference finals last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Rangers 4-1. That series tied 2-2. Also, in some playoffs right now, kind of important. NBA tonight, NBA finals. Golden State Warriors going to be in Boston playing the Celtics. 9 o'clock, series tied 1-1. I thought that game was going to be played last night. I kind of turned it on. I'm like, did I miss it? No. It's kind of weird. They spread it out a little bit more. Than they have been. So if you're into NBA, it's going to be a great series, man. Series tied 1-1. Brock, it's not getting his $10. And we're moving on.
You know what? I'm going to send some guys over to your house with some lead pipes, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Bust
these knees are strong. I got some strong knees.
Go ahead. Bring it. Hit me. I dare you.
Yeah. You ain't getting your $10. $10 goes a long way these
days. Hell, yeah, it does.
I mean, not at the gas pump.
No. No, actually, not at the grocery store either.
Yeah. Actually, no. $10 doesn't go anywhere anymore.
Maybe in a back alley playing dice. That might be the only place for 10 bucks.
Throwing dice at some cardboard, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about golf, man. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods says his leg. My leg. It ain't ready for the U.S. Open. So this is what's happening. Tiger Woods has pulled out of the U.S. Open and says his body needs more time to get stronger for major the championship golf. I think we all agree the last time we saw Tiger Woods on the golf course in that last tournament, we're like, dude, just stop. You're really gimping.
Yeah.
You know, we know you love golf, but every time when you swing the club, you got that look on your face.
You're doing more harm than good. You know, if we want to see you down the road, take it easy, man. You know?
All right. Your leg was Chuck meat like a year ago. It's okay, man.
He could sit there and hold the thigh and spin his shin around like a helicopter blade. It's terrible.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, more golf news. Big name, man. Big name has left the PGA. We kind of talked about this yesterday, but it's official now. Dustin Johnson resigned from the PGA Tour yesterday, saying that playing on the tour where the prize money for each tournament is at least double what's offered as the golf's biggest paydays, it's going to be the best for me and my family, he says. So he's moving on. He didn't mention that he was reportedly offered $125 million just to play in the league. It's insane, dude. We kind of, like I said, on it yesterday. $125 million. That's just to play in the league, Brock. That's not like, you know, endorsement deals. It's there's a lot of other things that go into that $125 million that's going to make it more.
Dude,
that's just to play golf.
So he could finish last at every tournament, get $125 million, say, later, guys. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Yep. That's because he's a draw. People are going to come to those tournaments. They want to see Dustin Johnson.
Yeah,
he's badass. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
That's nuts.
That's a figure that is just like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I will be over there tomorrow. I'm flying out right now if you're going to pay me that much money.
Just to play golf, too. That's insane, dude.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Tiger Woods denied a high nine-figure offer. Nine. You know how much money you got to have at that point where you're like, Hunter, let me think about it.
Hunter can't even count to nine, all right? And then they got a nine-figure offer.
Nine-figure, high-figure. I'm like, how many zeros?
Yeah. It's a lot of cheese, man. A lot of cheese.
Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of crazy. Moving on. Let's talk about your boy Rodgers, man. Aaron Rodgers says he's unsure of how much longer he will keep playing football. But he's definite about at least one element of his playing future. The four-time MVP quarterback expects to retire as a Green Bay Packer. That scenario seemed uncertain when Rodgers skipped the Packers' mandatory minicamp last year in a standoff with the team officials. Who remember talking about that last year? It was just a kind of a big fiasco. He was in the news in the preseason basically every week. Is he going to play? Is he going? Because we thought he was going to go to the Broncos for a while.
Rodgers and the Packers are just sitting there probably laughing at the publicity that they're getting from everyone losing their effing minds on what's going to happen with it. With any high-profile player. He's not the first player at his level.
Yeah, I feel like the fire is extinguished over there in Green Bay. Like now they're just like trolling people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's no problems really anymore. I don't know. How do you think your Packers going to do this year?
Well, geez, they've done great the last 5 years, it seems like. It's just we can't close the deal. It's just, it's been, well, like, I don't know, playoffs and first round losses or NFC champion. I don't know. I would love to see Rodgers get one more. I'd love, because I don't know when it's going to happen next that we're going to get a Super Bowl. It's hard.
You know what I would say? Like, if you're a fan of, well, we'll say any good team in the NFL, like a few years ago, I would feel more comfortable saying, yeah, my team's going to do pretty good and make it this year. But now it's like you're looking around, you're like, dude, there are so many good players and good teams.
Well, and we lost a bunch of people, too. I mean, we lost the number one receiver in the league, Devontae Adams. He's gone. He's going to play in what?
It's so strategic nowadays. Yep. It's like every position is crucial. You have to fill it with just the best.
Yeah. 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 There is no room or little room for error when you're in the NFL now.
The phrase any given Sunday has never really been more true than it is in the NFL football play today, right?
It's not like back in the 60s when the guys would come to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, like did they drink and smoke last night? Okay, I'm gonna bet on the other team.
They worked a full week at the factory and then were like, oh yeah, I got to play football on Sunday. All right, here we go.
You know?
Here, hold my cigarette. Hold my unfiltered cigarette. I gotta go make a play.
Not like that anymore.
No. It's a little different. It's a little different.
Yeah, when you're getting paid. What old boy get paid? $65 million as a linebacker?
Yeah. Yeah. Donald.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald. Yeah.
More pro football news. Sean McVay married longtime fiance Veronica
Cornerstone.
Right. Last Saturday, listen to this, but had to deal with a wedding crasher. What? Odell Beckham Jr. McVay said he struggled with how many current and former players to invite, and that free agent Beckham was off the list. McVay said he loved Beckham crashing his reception. Said that even my mom was like, oh, my God, he's so nice and handsome. Oh, let's... McVay added that he told Beckham, who suffered a torn ACL in the Rams Super Bowl win over the Bengals, that the price for crashing the wedding was to re-sign with the Rams. Wow.
You know, kind of a dick move, crashing the wedding. It's like, look, you weren't invited, okay?
You weren't invited.
You weren't invited. And now you're making it about you, so... Yeah.
Shows up and everybody's, oh my God, it's so dumb. What about me? It's my wedding.
And the bride is sitting there like, oh, great, great. Everyone, I'm over here. It's my day. This jerk finally married me after being engaged for how many years? And now Odell shows up.
Here's the thing, dude, I've been to a lot of weddings.
Yep.
All right, in my time. Could you imagine being at a wedding like that where it's like Odell shows up? You probably have some former players that you've watched. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be cutting a rug with NFL players tonight. It's going to be awesome. What do you think Odell Beckham's requesting to the DJ?
That's a good question. That's a good question. What would your top of NFL players request to dance to at a wedding? Odell, he'd probably do something like,
It'd be like Mo Mamba.
Yeah.
Oh, Mamba. I can't sing it because it's such a bad song.
No, I think maybe he would do like Baha Men. Or
Mambo Number 5.
Mambo Number 5 classic. I could see him doing that. I bet you he's got moves.
Lou Bega.
What would Tom Brady request?
Tom Brady would request probably like the Hokey Pokey.
The Hokey Pokey or something.
Come on, Tom. Killing the party, man.
The chicken dance. I can see Tom Brady out there. Got them chicken legs to go with that chicken dance, so he'd be all right.
Bet you it was a mean limboer, dude, you know? Got some skinny legs.
Got them skinny legs.
Anyway, that's kind of an interesting story, man. Odell Beckham crashing McVay's wedding. So.
Jerk.
Yeah, you get jerk. I got a baseball story coming up next hour and some more sports, so stick around.
Good enough. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, we are so far behind. We spent so long about your hard-on for Tom Cruise that...
Well, hey, if you would have seen it last night, you'd understand.
It'd be hard, too?
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. Let's get to it. Sports time, if we have time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're feeling thirsty, you won't be thirsty because Bud Distributing's got you covered.
Hey, a little thirsty.
Thirsty.
Oh, it's going to be a great.
Just going to say NBA tonight because that's really the only important thing that's like live happening. Golden State going to be in Boston tonight, 9 o'clock. Series tied 1-1. If you're into the NBA Finals, watch it because this has proven to be a good one. Took me by surprise. I bet Brock that... It was going to be a sweep. I lost that right away.
Yeah, by the way, message Hunter, too, to pay me my $10. All right, everyone listening.
Don't
right
message
over.
Me. How about
message,
that? How about this? How about we'll try to make it even. Double or nothing if Golden State wins tonight.
Nope, $10. Give me my $10.
Come on.
That double or nothing is a fool's game, man. Come on.
Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
It can get you in trouble, though. It really can.
Can't. No, just give me my $10. Give me that's it. That's it. You bum.
All right. I'll give you a 10 of something. All right. Baseball. Because I told you I was going to talk about baseball. All it took was 12-game losing streak for the Los Angeles Angels to fire manager Joe Madden in the middle of the season. Angels were 10 games above 500 just 2 weeks ago. Now, thanks to that losing streak, they're in danger of missing the postseason for the 8th straight year. Madden said he was surprised when I got fired and when I got whacked, he says, but it'll be very likely to land on his feet, especially considering he's a 3-time major or major manager of the year. He'll be just fine. But dude, damn, it's not a good losing. It's not a good streak to have.
Yeah.
You know,
how many in a row did you say?
So they were 10 games above 500 just 2 weeks ago after that was before the 12-game losing streak.
Woo.
Here's the thing I want to add. I get it. He's the manager. Has a lot to do with a lot. But what about the players out there playing?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, it's like the manager, like, I get it. You know, you're calling the shots, blah, blah, blah.
It's a team sport.
But there's a point to where it's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm just over here in the dugout. What about these guys?
Like, I'm trying to get these idiots to go. And again, it's a team sport, you know, and that involves the entire team, you know.
Let me ask a question. And I'm asking a question here because I'm not going to sit here and say I've played baseball my whole life. I know everything about it.
Yeah.
Not saying that. But don't you think an NFL coach is probably a little more involved than a baseball coach?
Oh, for sure. I would say absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What are you doing as a man? Like, I guess you're calling. See, this is why I don't want to say anything, because people are screaming at their baseballers. Get that.
They call a guy and they do this.
But compared to other managers and coaches, like the load's a little light, isn't it?
Brian just messaged us and said he led the Cubs to win a World Series. So I don't know. Maybe he's honest.
That's not what I'm asking. That doesn't matter. A lot of coaches have led a lot of teams to a lot of things.
Good point.
I'm saying the actual job itself.
Good point.
I got a point, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree. Brian. Yeah, Brian. Shut up, Brian.
Like this guy, Sean McVay, the NFL coach. You know, seems like he's got a lot on his plate. He just got married to his wife last Saturday, had to deal with a wedding crasher. You know who it was? Wide receiver Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham Jr. McVay said he struggled with how many current and former players to invite to the wedding, and that free agent Beckham was left off the list. He ain't coming. But McVay said that he loved when Beckham crashed his reception.
Of course he's got to say that. He's not going to be like, no.
I loved it.
I didn't invite the guy, and then the guy showed up. Like, I don't know where anyone would be okay with that. Like, I mean,
I loved it. He took all the attention away from all of us.
Yeah, I purposely didn't invite him. And then he shows up. Like, that's not a cool thing to do.
It'd be great. Beckham shows up and, like, proposes to his wife.
Yeah.
Or his fiance or whatever.
Yes, right there. Hey, why don't
or
you
his girlfriend.
Ditch the zero, get with the hero, all right? That's what it is.
Took all the attention. Yeah. I guess McVay's mom was even like, oh, he's such a nice guy, so handsome, blah, blah, blah. See, he's even getting the attention from his own mom at his wedding.
Well, guess what, Ma? I didn't invite him. He's not supposed to be here.
Over here, Ma.
Yeah.
She ended up sleeping with Odell Beckham.
No.
It was terrible.
Awful. Terrible.
This is what McVay, he said, he added to it saying, Beckham, who suffered a torn ACL in the Rams Super Bowl, went over the Bengals. He said, that's a price for crashing the wedding, is to re-sign with the Rams. So maybe we'll see Beckham back there.
Well, hopefully he's invited. Actually, he'll probably just show up anyways. Mm-hmm. He's the main character.
The main guy. Anyway, it's 7:38. You left me no time. There you go. I got to wrap it up there.
It
man.
Was your fault for talking about Tom Cruise for six minutes.
It was worth it. It was worth it. It was a great movie. The best movie ever.
Save your amazing sports stories for tomorrow, all right? Sports brought to you
probably by... I should have just talked about Tom Cruise during sports, you know?
Hey, is piloting a plane considered a sport?
You know what? After last night, that's a hell of a sport.
That's right. That's right.
They do it well. I'm telling you, go watch it.
Tom Cruise. Sports. Tom Cruise. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.